This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. House of Representatives passes Alternative Development Finance Bill amid opposition protest. Finance Minister holds consultations with former finance ministers ahead of budget. CAVA Women's Volleyball Championship to kick off in Kathmandu today. And mediation efforts underway as Iran-US talks continue behind the scenes. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives yesterday passed the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2082 by a majority vote, while three other bills related to elections and forensic services were also tabled and endorsed for consideration amid protest by opposition lawmakers. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial announced the passage of the finance-related bill after it was presented for decision in the House. Earlier, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle had proposed discussions on the bill. The House also endorsed proposals seeking consideration on the House of Representatives member election, First Amendment Bill 2083, the Voter List, First Amendment Bill 2083, and the National Forensic Lab Establishment and Operation Bill 2081. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sobhita Gautam, tabled the proposals on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah and the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation. Opposition parties objected during the proceedings, demanding that the Prime Minister appear in Parliament and answer lawmakers' questions under Rule 56 of the House Regulation. The meeting was briefly adjourned for 15 minutes after protesting lawmakers refused to take their seats despite repeated requests from the Speaker. Likewise, during the special and urgent hours of the meeting, lawmakers raised a wide range of public concerns. They urged the government to strengthen fiscal federalism, provide budgets for technology to control monkey menace in rural areas, address irregularities in taxi number plate distribution, and intensify diplomatic efforts to resolve issues faced by former British Gurkha soldiers. Lawmakers also raised concern over delayed rehabilitation of earthquake victims in western Nepal and shortages of cancer medicine, among others. Meanwhile, lawmakers from Karnali province demanded immediate resolution of a border dispute between Humla and Bajura districts, with concerns raised over attacks on local officials and security personnel linked to the dispute. Moreover, Speaker Arya later said that discussions would be held in the Business Advisory Committee to make the urgent time in Parliament more systematic, and several lawmakers sought additional speaking time beyond the allocated schedule. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for May 26 at 11 a.m. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has held consultations with eight former finance ministers and senior economists as the government enters the final phase of preparations for the upcoming national budget. During the meeting, Finance Minister Dr. Wagle said the government was preparing a budget focused on improving the living standards of ordinary citizens through good governance and economic reform, adding that the government would continue successful past practices while reviewing earlier shortcomings. Former finance ministers and economic experts participating in the discussion stressed the need for structural reforms, realistic budgeting, and stronger private sector confidence. Prime Minister Balendra Shah's political advisor and the coordinator of the task force formed to prepare a debate paper on constitutional amendment, Asim Shah, has said that any move toward constitutional amendment would proceed only through broad national debate and political consensus. Speaking during consultations with leaders of various political parties at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Coordinator Shah clarified that the government was not attempting to amend the constitution unilaterally. Party leaders and representatives from several political parties participating in the consultation shared their views and suggestions on governance systems, the electoral framework, provincial structures, and possible constitutional reforms. Economists have stressed the need for major reforms in tax administration, public finance management, and the value-added tax system to strengthen the country's economy. Speaking at a meeting of the Finance Committee under the House of Representatives, economists stressed the need for better coordination between economic policy and the national budget alongside long-term economic restructuring and stronger governance. They also collectively recommended reforms in public finance policy, tax administration and revenue management to strengthen overall economic governance. India's Home Minister Amit Shah has gifted 40 kilograms of sandalwood for worship rituals at the Pashupatinath Temple, continuing a long-standing religious and cultural tradition between Nepal and India. The sandalwood was handed over to the temple's chief priest, Ganesh Bhatta, in coordination with House of Representatives member Sandeep Rana. According to officials, India provides a special type of sandalwood each year for use in the worship of Sri Yantra at Pashupatinath Temple. Officials said Nepal receives a special type of sandalwood every year reflecting the close religious and cultural ties shared between the people of Nepal and India. Experts and education leaders from South Asian countries have stressed the need for the responsible and ethical use of artificial intelligence in higher education while calling on governments to introduce policies and laws to prevent misuse of the technology. The issue was discussed during a policy dialogue titled Charting Responsible and Innovative AI Integration in Higher Education, organized by Tribhuvan University with support from the Asian Development Bank and UNESCO, held in Kathmandu. The event brought together vice chancellors, professors and researchers from Nepal, China and several SAARC countries including India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Maldives and Bhutan. During the program, the International Institute for Online Education Nepal was also launched and a memorandum of understanding was signed between Tribhuvan University and the UNESCO International Center for Higher Education Innovation to initiate the institution in Nepal. Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel has pledged continued government support for the development of the sports sector and greater recognition for athletes. Speaking at a farewell program for Nepal's national women's football team ahead of the SAAF Women's Championship 2026, the minister said the government would prioritize sports development and player recognition despite limited resources. The SAAF Women's Championship will be held in Goa, India from May 25 to June 6. The team is scheduled to leave for India today and return home on June 8. Meanwhile, the Kawa Women's Volleyball Championship is beginning in Kathmandu from today with participation from Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Iran, Kyrgyzstan, Maldives and Kazakhstan. At a pre-tournament press conference, Nepali team captain Niruta Thaguna expressed confidence that the Nepali team would deliver a strong performance in the competition. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Iran's ISNA news agency says indirect talks between Iran and the United States are continuing as both sides exchange messages and draft proposals aimed at creating a formal framework for ending ongoing tensions and conflict. Reports from Tehran indicate that Pakistani officials are actively involved in mediation efforts. Earlier, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said there were some good signs regarding negotiations. However, U.S. President Donald Trump warned that Washington could take very drastic measures if Iran does not relinquish its uranium stockpiles. The latest developments come amid continued diplomatic efforts to reduce tensions surrounding Iran's nuclear program and broader regional security concerns. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and remaining hilly and Himalayan regions of the country today. Partly cloudy weather conditions are also likely over the Tarai region of Lumbini province, while the remaining Tarai regions will likely remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as at a few places in Madhes province, the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini and Karnali provinces. Hot weather conditions are also likely to persist in the hilly and Tarai areas of Sudarpashim and Lumbini provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly winds along local winds and a low-pressure area near the eastern region of the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. House of Representatives passes Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill amid opposition protest. Finance Minister holds consultations with former finance ministers ahead of budget. CAVA Women's Volleyball Championship to kick off in Kathmandu today. And mediation efforts underway as Iran-US talks continue behind the scenes. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.